Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, happy, happy Friday, happy weekend, happy, what is this? This is the Happy Birthday America Weekend, baby. So, Happy, thank you for joining Friday edition of Cousin Shock Entertainment Report. Remember, tomorrow night, late night at 11 Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, True God returns. Follow him, tweet with him, network with him on Twitter at True God Immortal. Okay, he has new music, and also we'll be exclusively sharing with you his first single from Soul Revival 2 on tomorrow night. But, you know, he never bores us. He always, his tweets are interesting, so you know his life is interesting. He always share with us pretty damn good advice. And just to hear the story of his life is so amazing. But most definitely, his projects, his music projects, his film projects, it's just always good to hear what's going on within his world. So True God right here tomorrow night, late night, Saturday night, 11 Eastern Standard Time, 10 Central Standard Time. And you all chat with us and also call in and talk with us and do your thing. If you don't have a listener profile account, you most definitely need to create one so you can interact within the blogtalkradio.com community, because this is a pretty awesome community, I must say. But thank you so much. And, wow, right before the show, I was watching Mike and Mike, of course, those of you that love sports. And, of course, you know, a lot of deals have already been made, but so many of us are anticipating the decision that Dwight Howard has made. And all this week, Dwight Howard has been a hot topic on most of the sports shows, and even people that aren't even into basketball have been talking about what would Dwight Howard, what his decision will be. And on Mike and Mike, you know, they're talking about, like, his aspiration after he retired is to really to be get into show business wholeheartedly, and that he's really working on expanding his brand. But, you know, advice that I received from celebrities, and I know back in the 90s, Alec Baldwin, who's been in the news a lot this week, and last week, and week before, I remember being on the set of The Ghost of Mississippi as a background actress, a.k.a. as an extra, and Alec and a lot of the other stars would take time out and talk with us, but especially Alec, he would do Q&As, and one of my friends asked him, do I have to move to Hollywood to become a star or a working actor? And Alec Baldwin said, you do not have to move to Hollywood, but you must be willing to travel a lot. Yeah, you know, obviously that means travel to Hollywood and travel to places that where you are working. And so the same thing, he's a basketball star. Championships make superstars. I know one of my favorite football athletes, he never won a ring, but he was able to be successful in Hollywood. Even though some of you talk about his acting skills, that he's not a very good actor, but he did manage to have a successful career in Hollywood. And I'm talking about O.J. Simpson. That's something. O.J. was this Heisman winner, broke all kind of records, but O.J. never got a ring. But you know what? If we ask O.J. a question, is there anything that you would like to have done that you didn't do in your lifetime, your sports career? Almost 9 times out of 10, I bet he would say, win a Super Bowl. What player do you know that wouldn't want to win a championship? And that's on all levels, from student athletes to collegiate athletes to pro athletes, semi-pro athletes. I think everybody would like to be a part of a team that win championships. And L.A. is a champion team. No other team can prove to us that they are a champion team. They already proven us that they're a champion team. But on Mike and Mike, they're talking about, you know, and it's been a talk all around, how Kobe Bryant has offered advice to train Dwight. That's why he should stay with the Lakers, so he can school him on how to be a champion player. I believe Dwight has that champion quality in him. And another thing they're talking about on Mike and Mike, you can tune to it, listen to it,
listen to it, watch it. Well, I'm so glad to have my cable so I can actually watch them. I listen to them on ESPN. But they're talking about that brand. But that's what makes that brand. And they're talking about how important it is to really want that ring, to want that jewelry. And the way Pat Riley have pitched to players is, you know, he put his championship rings on the table. You know, you want one of these, don't you? You know, so I'm assuming, I just feel that Dwight also wants a ring. Of course, I mean, career in Hollywood, he already has a on fire personality. So he's building a pretty good brand regardless of where he is. You know, back to what Alec Baldwin, just for example, what Alec Baldwin advised us back in the late 90s, and that was before the Internet was popular and tweeting and all that. He was like, you don't have to move to Hollywood, but you have to be willing to travel. You have to be willing, you know, to do this. And so what I'm saying is Dwight does not have to be in L.A. to be made to be successful in the entertainment business once he retires. And, you know, and with other cities, Dallas is a good city. Houston are good, popular cities. I mean, goodness. He can create his own reality show based around his career with any respective team that he plays for. And, you know, that could be part of building his brand. You know, so that's just I don't know. I mean, because he could still be successful in Hollywood without playing for the Lakers. He could still build his brand and be successful in the entertainment business, like many other athletes that had no goals of getting in the entertainment business, but that's where the chips have fallen, or did fall, and they became successful. But since he has a plan, most definitely that plan would be executed, right? But I have friends in the chat room. I have friends listening online. And somebody mentioned to me that Dwight and his white wife. I'm a big fan of his work, and I did not realize that he had gotten married and have a Caucasian wife. But if he's involved with any woman of any color, I just hope he's happy, because gold diggers come in any color and also both genders. So I didn't know about his personal relationships. You know, I know, and when I don't. I know he has a child with the former Orlando dancer who was on the basketball reality show, Basketball Wives. But you know, like his current relationship, I don't know anything about. I'm looking at the player, and Marcel on Mike and Mike, he was talking about how it's important for players to want the ring, and that makes me think about. I like networking with my favorite athletes, and that makes me think about when one of my favorite NBA players, Tyson Chandler, came to the Mavericks. And we were like, I was like so excited, and along with others, because he's one of my favorite players regardless of what team he played for. And one thing that he stressed to us, the one year that he came to Dallas, but one thing that he stressed to us, and I'm assuming he stressed this to Mark Cuban and Don Nelson and the executives with Dallas, and not only his cohorts on the team. But one thing that he stressed to us, in the sports loving community, the quote unquote fan community, he stressed to us, hey, I'm here to win a championship. Okay, he might have left and went to New York, you know, after a year, but he left us better than he found us, Mavs Nation. He left us, he said, I'm here to win a championship and not be darned. He was an asset to the team. In the Dallas Mavericks, they won a championship. So if that's the kind of attitude that Dwight Howard or any other player has when it comes to coming to Dallas, we want you. And Kobe, you can come too, like I keep saying. You know, while you're giving that advice, you can come train him with the Mavericks, and train him to be a championship player. Dirk and the guys would love it. Not to mention Mark would. But I'm just saying. But thank you again for tuning in, and condolences to the little boy that fell off the float during the 4th of July parade on yesterday and was run over by the float that he was on. Oh, my God. I know his parents and friends. I know everyone that witnessed that was just devastating. I couldn't imagine seeing that happen to an adult, let alone a kid, let alone a pet, just anybody. That's so sad. So we all have to be careful out there. And you all be careful this weekend also because we're still celebrating America's birthday. But, again, thank you for tuning in and chatting in the chat room. And I guess we'll be chatting online also. But, again, thank you and God bless. love it. When I play lengthy songs like that, I know you get your exercise on or prepare your breakfast or complete a lot of things. While lengthy songs on like that, it's good to get a good quick workout out. And sometimes even when I play a lengthy song, sometimes I myself will go outside and feed my dogs. If I play a song like 8 minutes plus long, you better believe I'm doing something. Like when I just played that song, I of course loved it and listened to it. But I grabbed me a half a grapefruit. Remember, one of the listeners, one of my BTR cohorts, advised that if I want to flatten this fat belly of mine, I need to eat more grapefruit and lay off some of the other heavier foods, right? So I grabbed my half of grapefruit and chopping on it as I broadcast live right here from blogtalkradio.com. Again, thank you.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy's full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swagalicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm trill, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer. I give no fucks, rap game punky booster. I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for faux play, photocal blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex, money, murder, bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. We're witnessing the birth of the planetary fashion.
SeaWorld high fashion.
I feel you, kitty kitty gal, no make them get it. I feel you, kitty kitty gal, no make them hit it. I feel you, kitty kitty gal, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty kitty gal, no make them get it. I feel you, kitty kitty gal, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty kitty gal, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty kitty gal, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty kitty gal, no make them hit it. Man them in the club, them want rob. Man them in the club, now love love. Man them in the club, them bend dubs.
Say fi a little time, say fi a little grind. Say all we want are your body, girl, and not your mind. We love to see your body parts twist and turning.
Bend over, start yearning.
Me a the teacher, say much learning. You a the body, girl, say much earning. Me say me dreaming, you know me do it right. Me a the girl from the block, say every night. Me a the girl from the track, say till the light. I'm on in, say you from the learning. The girl look like she been through a storm in. Somebody daughter, somebody mother. Wah, somebody sister, me make you ready. Man, you better hold up, you put your soul up. Say in the place where, say there's no love, you better hold up, you put your soul up. Say my friends, what? Say no love. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them hitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them hitty. Me know a life bro, me beg you hold on. Me know the rent due in the next man. Me know the kids need food the next time. That's why you're jumping at the bends when they blow their heart. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in at the nighting. That's why you shake your body, step in the writing. The dollar bill, the gal is she will follow. The dollar bill, the gal is she will hollow. But the dollar bill, gal can't buy tomorrow. Me know the rules take it long and well narrow. Me know life take it hard and full of sorrow. You have to hit the target, say like an arrow. And fly for me daughter like a sparrow. I feel you. Kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them hitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them hitty. We bring the good news, brand new shoes, I tell blues, send me and feel me cool. That's how we do it in the city of the last one, international. You call me boss one, hmm. Say round the world we igniting, hmm. Round the world still be riding. We hit the mark, we know how we play the part. In the dark, but the light, I feel me part. That's how me walk, that's how me bad man. Say in a Babylon, say in a Kingston. Say in LA, holy, I don't play. You mess around, me and me peace down there. You mess around, you hit the ground, boom, me. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no me them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no me them. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty.
Dread Days, Kitty, is the newest protection.
Life is nothing but trouble. Oh, when you slip and fall,
One of my friends in the chat room says that baseball is my sport. Young Lee Gordon with the Dodgers, along with the Upton brothers with the Braves. What's your sport? Mine, of course, obviously, NFL football, basketball. I've always liked baseball. Baseball is very popular here in the state of Mississippi. Matter of fact, those of you who know anything, that know something about the state of Mississippi, is we love sports. And you see, we produce a lot of athletes that go on to have professional careers. Matter of fact, I think a player was just picked up by the Pittsburgh Pirates from Mississippi State earlier this week. So I need to share more of sports news with you regarding other, especially local news here from the state of Mississippi regarding baseball and other topics. But, of course, in football and basketball and car racing has always been a sport of mine. And, you know, a favorite show of mine when I was a little girl was the Worldwide, what was it, ABC's Worldwide Sports? Was that the name of that show? I along with other shows like American Bandstand, Soul Train, that was another thing I had to watch. ABC's Worldwide of Sports, right? I feel like I'm missing a word. And Animal Kingdom, few of my favorite shows. But what is your sport? You know, I guess even people who consider themselves not to be sports fans have a sport that they would pay attention to and keep up with the news regarding what's going on. So what is your sport?
What up, though? It's your host with the most, Big Snoopy Deco Double G. And you inside this techno dance mixtape brought to you by, that's right, y'all, BLE. Radio station BLE on your dial. You dig? And we're going to kick it off with a little something like this.
Thank you. junk closet.
Just give me the blues. I'm in Mississippi, so you know, but worldwide, just give me the blues. We don't want to be blue, right? But we do want the blues, huh? Big shout out to Tessa Wright of Seal Magazine, up at networking with me and following me, based in Brooklyn, New York, at sim-magazine.com. She is someone that Dean, you know, I know Dean Steelmaker here, wish some of his friends a happy 4th on yesterday. And so that's how I have connected with Tessa Wright. So thank you. Looking forward to networking with you, effectively networking with you, Tessa Wright at Sim Magazine. And you can also catch her on Facebook at Storyboy Book, okay? I mean, we can never get enough of effectively networking with one another, right? But it's all about baby. I just sent a tweet to Good Morning America. I'm also wishing everybody a good morning, so good morning to back at you in today's show and the early show also, but, you know, Good Morning America, one of who's performing on there this morning. But I seen their tweet saying good morning, so I just tweeted them back. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday. Still, to me, that is just amazing to have your birthday to be on or near a patriotic holiday or a spiritual holiday such as Christmas. I mean, it's just amazing to have your birthday connected to a holiday like that. And if you're, today's your birthday, you're not alone, because actress Edie Falco, The Sopranos, and Nurse Jackie is the big 5-0 today. And Catherine Helmond, of the actress of Soap and Who's the Boss, remember her? She's 84 years young. Shirley Knight, actress, is 77. Robbie Robertson, rock singer, musician. The Band is 70. Julie Nissen Eisenhower, daughter of President Richard Nixon, is 65. Richard Goose Gossett, Baseball Hall of Famer, speaking of baseball, 62. Roger Wicker, that's my politician from my state, whom I vote for, U.S. Senator, Republican, Mississippi, he's 62. Happy birthday, Senator Roger Wicker. James Lofton, Football Hall of Famer, 57. Mark Cohn, rock singer, songwriter, 54. Catherine Erbey, actress, Law and Order, Criminal Intent, 48. Michael Stuhlbarg, Barg, actor, A Serious Man, 45. I'll be turning to 45 in a little over a month. Dave Haywood, country musician, Lady Antebellum, is 31. And rock singer Huey Lewis, love me some Huey Lewis, is 63 years young today. So happy birthday to a few of our, more than a few of our favorite celebrities, and Mississippi native Elvis Presley on this date. First commercial recording session took place at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, Elvis Presley. 1810, Soulman. And promoter Phineas T. Barnum was born in Bethel, Connecticut. 1811, Venezuela declared independence from Spain. 1830, the French occupied the North African city of Algiers. 1865, William Booth founded the Salvation Army. Something that's so important to us, right? In London. 1935, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the National Labor Relations Act, which allowed labor to organize for the purpose of collective bargaining. Okay, doing my best to get my accent, not my accent, my enunciation correct, you know. 1946, The Beginning made its debut doing an outdoor fashion show at the Molitor Pool in Paris. Don't you all love the way Ryan Seacrest enunciate his words? I know. I know one time on Twitter, I think I mentioned this to you guys, a few weeks ago, he was concerned how he pronounced croissant. Is this croissant or croissant? But it's like two different ways that you can't pronounce that. 1948, Britain's National Health Service Act went into effect, providing government-financed medical and dental care. 1975, the Cape Verde Islands became independent after 500 years of Portuguese rule. 1975, Arthur Ashe became the first, and he was awesome, was he not? He was really awesome. We like talking tennis here, too. Remember about a year ago, one of my old friends and his relative were guests on the show to talk about their new business, and he's a former professional tennis player, and he taught tennis. So many of my friends are avid tennis players, professional or not, and I know many listeners are lovers of tennis. I mean, we love tennis. We love tennis, right? Professional tennis. That's how we keep up with tennis. So we can talk all sports here, all topics here. You know, I was thinking, I haven't talked about the Paula Deen. I haven't shared my opinion. I've mentioned the Paula Deen situation. I mentioned Trayvon. We haven't devoted like a show to the topic. Talking about those topics. But if you guys want to talk about those topics, we can talk about those topics. If you want to share your thoughts and your opinions, just let me know, and I'll schedule shows that are, you know, that's devoted to those topics, subject matters. And that takes an entire show to talk about each topic like those, respectively, right? I know. But back to 1975, Arthur Ashe became the first African-American man to win a Wimbledon singles title as he defeated Jimmy Connors. And Arthur Ashe, that's an amazing tennis player. But then his story of HIV AIDS story. He was one of the first major sports athletes that I was exposed to, and I know many of the community was exposed to actually, you know, a person that died from HIV AIDS. You know, he and Magic Johnson stories pretty much broke close together. Arthur Ashe kept that he was living with HIV/AIDS a secret. Magic Johnson did not. Arthur Ashe, both allegedly, you know, became HIV and AIDS positive different ways. Arthur Ashe, blood transfusion. I'm assuming that, you know, Magic Johnson talked about all the women that he slept with. So, back then, you know, that's when we really were exposed to, hey, HIV and AIDS can be obtained from different ways of just exchange of blood, of bodily fluids and blood and all that. So when we talk about HIV and AIDS, we shouldn't forget about the Ryan Whites and the Arthur Ashes and all that back in the 80s and 90s. Rock Hudson, which was a shocker to many of us when we heard that he had contracted that big disease of a small name, as Prince said in Sign of Times. 1991, regulators in 8 countries shut down the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, charging it with fraud, drug money laundering, and illegal infiltration into the U.S. banking system. 1997, Martina Hingis, 16, became the youngest Wimbledon singles champion in 110 years, Wimbledon. 2002, Baseball Hall of Famer Ted Williams died at age 83. In 2006, North Korea test fired 7 missiles into the Sea of Japan, including at least one, I believe, capable of reaching the U.S. mainland. In 2006, Enron founder Kenneth Lay, facing decades in prison, died of heart disease at age 64. The worst ethnic violence in decades in China erupted in the far western Xinjiang region. Some 200 people were killed. 2005, Roger Federer of Switzerland won Wimbledon for his record 15 Grand Slam tennis title. And, wow, it's been 2 years. Speaking of hot topics, 2011, a jury in Orlando, Florida, found Casey Anthony, 25, not guilty of murder, manslaughter, and child abuse in 2008 disappearance and death of her 2-year old daughter, Kaylee. So that was in history 2 years ago. And now we are living a case based in Florida, the Trayvon Martin case. You know, so if you all want to talk that in the future, I would schedule us as a subject matter to discuss. And also Paula Deen. Some staffers of hers are coming out, though, talking about that Paula Deen is a good person to work for. Some of her African-American staffers have been coming. My friend, my attorney, Jay Lucas, who, you know, touched a lot of people with some of the posts that he shared, but he shared a post regarding one of her African-American staffers who loves working for Paula Deen. He says nothing. He has never experienced anything racist from the many, many years that he's worked for Paula Deen. So, it's good to hear that, and I want to hear from others, not only African Americans, but all her staffers, that have something, you know, good to say about her also. We want to hear everything, but most definitely those that need to be vocal need to be vocal because your job's on the line, you know, so you need to, you know, come out because there's a lot of jobs are really on the line. And I was saying this morning where she's dropped her agent because so many of her deals have crumbled. So I guess she'll be getting a new agent real soon. Wow. That's something right there. But, you know, I don't know. I'm pretty much speechless on that right now. But they're coming out. So talking about, well, I haven't experienced anything. So you know, there are the ones that have experienced, and then there are the ones that have experienced things. But you know, there are jobs on the line. So it's gonna be a lot of people released of their duties because she doesn't have to do so much. Her work has been cut. I also heard a report that Martha Stewart has taken a cut in her pay from her company, you know. And I heard it on one of the business channels last night. Many of you probably have read this. Probably been reported in Wall Street and so on. So I'm like looking at like emails I'm getting right now. Here's something from the Let's Move campaign. Let's see what's going on. Talking about the different recipes and healthy foods. And some of you will still be celebrating the 4th of July throughout the weekend. And on the Let's Move campaign, email I received, posted by Kelly Mitico, Deputy Associate Director at Let's Move, it says that Thomas Jefferson once said, "Our greatest happiness does not depend on the condition of life in which chance has placed us, but is always the result of good conscience, good health, occupation, and freedom in all just pursuits." Even Jefferson knew that health was a key ingredient for happiness. And that is why 4th of July, the Let's Move team has some simple suggestions to help you and yours enjoy a happy, healthy holiday. They go on to say, life, be full of life this 4th of July. I'm going to say 4th of July weekend. Get out, get active, whether it is a fun game of cornhole or musical chairs in your backyard, walking in a local parade. Some parades are probably tomorrow. I saw where some parades had to be postponed because of bad weather, rainy weather. Are dancing to the band on the Capitol lawn. Every bit of activity counts. In honor of the 4th weekend, I'm adding the weekend since this is the 5th, we challenge you to try at least 4 new physical activities with your family. And then they have recipes like a bulgur chickpea salad recipe, a country-style potato salad, lunch recipes for spicy southern barbecue chicken, grilled vegetable, side dessert recipes, mock southern sweet potato pie, yummy, so healthy cornbread. And then dealing with health, spend time with people you love this holiday weekend. Evidence shows that good friends and a good laugh are good for your health. I know. Go ahead, get an extra serving. It's 100% guilt-free. And, of course, if you're being healthy, most of the time it's okay to enjoy that burger or ice cream along with fireworks. So from Let's Move, they wish everyone all the safest and healthiest of celebrations and happy 4th of July. So that was a nice gesture. And Let's Move, you know, the First Lady, that's her thing. That's why she, the reasons why she come to Mississippi. Mississippi was her first stop back like 3-4 years ago, and then she returned a few months ago on the anniversary when she kicked off the Let's Move campaign. But, you know, visit the website and sign up to get, information like I just received. That's from the letsmove.gov. So visit the website and check out the recipes and sign up to receive information from the Let's Move campaign also. So I'm just, and while I'm talking about Let's Move, for the Mississippi Republican Party, this is an email regarding Independence Day. Every Independence Day, many of us gather with friends and family to celebrate the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. The principles and motivation for the document are as important today as they were over 200 years ago. Appreciative of those who provided freedom for our country, those many years ago who sacrificed to maintain it. and that's from Joe Noseff of Mississippi GOP chairman. I was telling Mom the other day that I recall the bicentennial of 4th of July. And I got so teary-eyed talking about it, because that was just amazing to be a part of the bicentennial, the 200th birthday of America, 300th birthday. Your birthday, it will be 2076. You know, my great niece probably will still be here, and maybe my nieces and my nephew, but, you know, 2076, 1976, bicentennial. I mean, it was just bicentennial everywhere. You all remember that? I mean, it was just so amazing to be a part of the 200-year birthday of America. That was such a fun time, memorable time of my childhood to be a part of that, because it was bicentennial everywhere. Bicentennial sales, bicentennial memorabilia, just everywhere. I wish I still had some of my bicentennial stuff, because I mean, I was all into it myself. And, you know, and one thing about holidays, and 4th of July is not immune to it, and that's sales. You all know I love talking sales. My background is sales, sales and marketing, have a degree in it and all that. And but, you know, I'm looking at, and when I check my emails, I'm looking at the different retailers that are providing April 4th sales this weekend. And let's see. Matter of fact, Mark, we're doing celebrating 4th of July. It might be extended to the day where you can key in, like, the cold stars. Usually we'll, like, go on to the next day, but I'm not sure. But my friend Manuela with El True, they're having, her company's having a 4th sale, and maybe it's going on throughout the weekend. Visit her website, Gamilla, El True by Gamilla, a Gamilla boutique. But happy 4th, celebrate the holiday with 20% off your entire purchase and free copper incense burner for orders over $75. And they have a new brass collection. She sells some of the most beautiful candles and incense and gift sets. So you have to visit her website and like her page, El True by Gamilla, to see the products that she produce, market, and sell. And there's a lot of stuff. I'm getting a lot of retail and fashion news. There's a lot of Cowboys news, sports news, period. Just checking out Marcus Ware. Drew Pearson, that was one of my favorite Cowboys. Back in the day, Drew Pearson is predicting that the Cowboys will go to this year's Super Bowl. I love me some Drew Pearson. See, that's my childhood right there. You talking about O.J. Simpson? Drew Pearson was one of my favorite also. And I talked about Drew Pearson substituted teacher. A lot of football players are substitute at the schools that I attended growing up. I know, go figure. But Drew Pearson, during off-season, I recall him being a substitute teacher also during my days in junior high school. I know Vernon Perry, who's an educator now here in Jackson Public Schools, when during off-season with Houston Oilers, he used to substitute. And I'm like, wait a second. You know, I'm not joking you. But here is a story about Drew Pearson predicting that the Dallas Cowboys will be playing in the Super Bowl this year. And this is by John Machota, who is a special contributor with DallasNews.com. And you can email him at jmachota@DallasNews.com. And he says that former Dallas Cowboys star wide receiver Drew Pearson is very optimistic about the upcoming Cowboys season. The Ring of Honor member and three-time Pro Bowler predicted this past Tuesday that his former team would win 11 games in 2013. And Pearson didn't stop there. The Cowboys haven't reached the playoffs since 2009 and have only one postseason victory since 1996. Whoa. But the original 88 told Fitzsimmons and Durrett on 103.3 KSN FM that the Cowboys will also reach the Super Bowl where they'll face the Houston Texans. Some in-state rivalry. It's going to be an all-Texas Super Bowl in New Jersey. In the winter, in the cold weather, in the snow, and all that, Pearson said. Two Dawn teams haven't played in the cold weather all season, and now they're going up to Jersey and play in the cold weather. Houston Texans, they had a good season this past season. So he might be right. The Texans prediction doesn't seem too bold. Houston has reached the postseason each of the last two seasons, and they set a franchise record with 12 wins in 2012. But the Cowboys, to go from consecutive eight seasons to playing in the Super Bowl, it would certainly validate the Tony Romo contract extension, and job security would be the farthest thing from Jason Garrett's mind. It's time they're due. Pearson said, everybody else had a chance. Let's give these guys their opportunity. I just think there are a few missing pieces on offense. Get a running game going. Keep people healthy there. Improvement in the offensive line. Romo passed for over 4,900 yards last season. It's just a matter of getting that ball in the end zone. I just think that they have what it takes on offense. And then defensively, the improvements there. I think the Cowboys have made the most upgrades with this football team as anybody in the NFC East. So I think they got a great shot. Keeping people healthy is going to be a big thing. And that's important. That's important for the Cowboys. That's important for all the players with the 32 teams. Thing is, staying healthy. Staying healthy and not, not overexerting yourself, players. Not overexerting the players, coaches. You know, it's utilizing every healthy body, too. That is, you know, keeping each other, you know, having each other's backs and staying healthy and staying on that grind. But, you know, my mother and I was talking about this a few months back about the possibilities of the Cowboys and or the Saints going all the way to the Super Bowl this year. And some of my fellow Saints fans agreed that the Saints more than likely would win the NFC conference game again, become the champions. You know, we were last champions in 2011. But you know what? It is a big possibility that those Cowboys might do that. Now, I tweeted to Chad last week. You all know Chad. Chad Johnson. And, you know, I'm like, well, we see you on the football field this coming up season. We definitely love to see you on the football field. I said, I'm down with all 32, but y'all know I love me some Saints and Cowboys. I put hashtag Cowboys, hashtag Saints. You know, hey. And, you know, Chad will be an asset for the Cowboys. You know I'm going to plug the Saints. But Cowboys talking about, you know, the championship. Chad, hey, he's a bad boy, but hey, he's a damn good player, too. So, man, so, you know, he'd definitely be an asset to Super Bowl aspirations this coming up season. I'm just saying. I mean, I tweeted him last week, you know, that he didn't respond. So I wonder if he's thinking about it, you know. If he hadn't heard from them, well, you know, get your agent to contact them and say, hey, don't you want to Super Bowl caliber type of player on your team this season. You know, I got to do all y'all pitching. I know, my goodness, somebody needs to hire me. most definitely, this has just been amazing. Okay, I left the studio, so if any of you are in the chat room or have called in, I have not seen your call because I left the chat room to. My phone, they're just so small. I mean, my vision is cool, but so small and have to scroll and stuff, so I just decided to leave the studio for a moment to zero in on a few of these emails that I am sharing with you regarding certain stories. And the Saints have released their schedule, so I'm sure all the teams have released their schedule, but you can visit their website at NewOrleansSaints.com to check out their full, not their practice schedule, but their whole schedule. But then they also have their they have their schedule for spring training. Not spring training, summer training that starts at the end of the month. They have their schedule out on the website. And, you know, they're so strict now, you can't take a lot of things into these training camps. And, you know, that's NFL right there. So you visit NFL.com to link up with your favorite teams or teams that you think you might be going to the training camps. But the rule applies to all 32 teams of what you can take and what you cannot take inside a training camp. So I'm going back into the chat room right now. And thank you. Morris Mills. What's up, Morris? Morris talked about a crazy experience where somebody had got his phone and was sending text messages to his friends. And that's some crazy stuff out there, some crazy people. Yay! Happy birthday, America. 4th of July weekend. Wishing everyone a wonderful weekend. Almost time to conclude the show. Remember, we're broadcasting tomorrow night, late night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 Eastern Standard Time, and True God Immortal will be with us, and you know it's going to be an experience like it's always has been. Shout out to my friend in the chat room across the pond. My mornings are never the same without your presence in the chat room. So glad we had an opportunity to chat some this morning. We always have fun combos in the chat room. And remember, tomorrow night, feel free to call and chat with us and talk with us. The conversation is always interesting, and we always invite and love other voices to join us in the chat room and on Live on Air. And you can call in and listen, but if you don't want to talk, you don't have to. But if you do, press 1 to signify that you would like to comment and or join the conversation. And those of you purple peeps out there, remember, Third Eye Girl has a page with live stream. And you never know when they will do an impromptu rehearsal or performance. And allow us to be warriors and check out what's going on. So definitely check out livestream.com, Third Girl Eye. And I remember I had scheduled a show on live stream yesterday. It was like a 4th of July type commentary, but I didn't do it, so I'll reschedule that. But most definitely, those of you that love Prince music or want to check out Prince or interested in knowing more about him and his proteges, he and his proteges will definitely sign up for live stream and follow Third Girl Eye, and so you can be, sign up to receive notifications regarding if they're putting on an impromptu show. So they might be like, okay, let's broadcast this rehearsal right now. They might not let you know until 5 minutes ahead of time. And most definitely check out drfunkenberry.com's blog site, where he keeps us updated on all things that Prince and other hot performers are up to and what they're doing. But check it out.
That would make a mini brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy chicks and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to. Let love to flaunt. What I did the most is that you keep it in your hand until I want it.
PRIN3E.com. is 20prince.com, and the is P-R-I-N, yeah, and 3, yeah, okay, that's it. So it's 20, it's where it spells 2013 print. So visit his website. They're always, they consistently post music and videos, and you can download. I think Extra Lovable, last week it was like, you could download like Extra Lovable for maybe like 88 cents or 98 cents or something like that. But visit his website also. You can go straight to the source also to be updated on what's going on with Prince and Third Eye Girl. I just wanted to let you all know about that while I'm telling you to stay in the know with other sites and all that good stuff. But, again, thank you for tuning in. It's time to close out, close shop for now, but until tomorrow. And I'll close out with a couple songs with my friend Scarboy, who I met via when I used to listen to Flyboy Radio. Scarboy and I befriended one another because he was one of Lil Flip's artists, and he and I actively networked with one another. And so he sent me a couple songs. Last night I shared one song that he and he had recorded with Flip, and so another song I played that he sent me called New Year. And also you'll hear a couple other songs after that. Of course I play one of True God songs, but you won't hear the new song until tomorrow night. Okay, even though I've been so tempted to play it. Here's Scarboy. And again, thank you for listening to Friday edition of the Shock and the Chamber Reports. I am Beth, aka Be True. I want to thank the BTR community, from the staffers to advertisers to the listening community. I want to thank you sincerely so much for your love and support. And those of you that are celebrating the holiday weekend, and those of you that are abroad, just because you love America, you're sending us well wishes. Thank you so much for so many of people who love America, who, even though you're not in America, you've been celebrating America's birthday with us. So that is really important to know that America is love. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we feel like we're not liked at all. So it's good to know that we are loved. And thank you so much for all the wonderful wishes. Just looking at, you know, not just people who send wishes to me, but to my friends and so on. It's just amazing that we have these beautiful alliances with worldwide, with our friends in other countries, and we care about the holidays that maybe we don't celebrate here, but you do in your countries also. That's why I like to know what holidays are happening, occurring, when I network with my friends in outside of the U.S., you know, and even outside of Mississippi, because, you know, we have our own state holidays, right? We have our own city holidays, and so it's good to know what's going on in respect to communities that you really have an invested interest in. But again, thank you, and summertime is here and in full effect. And sending prayers out to those of you that has been covered in flooded waters, too. I didn't even realize that weather had been so bad. Rainy weather has been so bad, and, you know, there's been some death calls because of high flood waters and all that. And so I'm praying for you all, everyone, to be safe and dry real soon. And I don't know, I guess we're going to get some rain this weekend also, so prayerfully it would not be bad weather rain. But again, thank you and God bless. You are loved.
This is a Cash Hits production.
Yeah, ride for my fam, die for my fam, and I throw it up for the new year. Ain't it changed but a few years? And girl, I've been the same, never changed for a new year. Ride for my fam, die for my fam, and I throw it up for the new year. Ain't it changed but a few years? And girl, I've been the same, never changed.
I'm living for the night, yeah, I'm living so right. Oh, be question giving right, how you living for the night? No, I'm trying to get it mine, I've been living in the night. Everything gon' come to shine when you living in the light. Catch me chilling with the fam, hating it should all stop. New year, same man, waiting for the ball drop. We beer, same plan, tell me where the black cash. We here, same plan, grab it as a and smack that. Oh, we hooping, throw it up. I'm daily on it. When I found, I've been a shooting star. I'm Haley's Comet, I've been a rap. Hungrier than ever, then believe it. Not eating, I suffer. Done with your belief. So believe it, I'm leaving to suffer. And one day, leave when I say, we ain't gonna struggle no more. Some way, we're leaving, I'll say, we ain't gotta hustle no more. Until then, I ride for my fam, die for my fam, and I throw it up for the new year. Ain't it changed but a few years, and girl, I've been the same, never changed for a new year. Ride for my fam, die for my fam, and I throw it up for the new year. Ain't it changed but a few years, and girl, I've been the same, never changed. Ride for my fam, die for my fam, and I throw it up for the new. Ain't exchange for the few. Girl, I be the same in the new. Ride for my fam, die for my fam, and I throw it up for the new. Ain't exchange for the few. Girl, I be the same in the new.
I just wanna give it up for the amazing people I met this year. The amazing people I'm gonna meet next year and for the new year. So can I get a hey?
Hey!
Can I get a ho?
Ho!
Say, can I get a hey?
Hey!
Say, can I get a ho?
Ho!
Yeah!
Until next time, tomorrow night, 11 Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, join us, True God, Immortal and I, as we talk his new music, talk about his life and our lives and new and future projects, and also premiere the first single from Soul Revival 2. Okay? Thank you, and again, happy Independence Day weekend to you and yours, and you are appreciated. You've been listening to the Sprite edition of Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports, and here's True God featuring Stephen Joseph from The Revival. Everything changes.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spin interfering. Makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11 to Damina. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president is evident, it's all been a smoke screen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforcers arrest where you be, and you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies, we won't compromise.
We just dreaming for a better day, another
anymore.
Way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
We just dreaming for a better day, another
everything,
way. We just
everything.
Dreaming for a better day. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders enlist. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you, would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Baltimore, Maryland. I have a lot of friends in the DMV, so what's up, happy holiday weekend to all of my friends, all of you that I network with, and especially those in the DMV area. Breaking news, too, Pope Francis has cleared John Paul II for sainthood, approving a miracle attributed to his intercession, and that is coming from Fox News. Many of you probably have seen that story because it broke right before the top of the hour. And I told you all I was going to let you all know what's going on with Carol No Kill Shelter, special events going on this summer, plus coming up in the fall. And so I like to try to keep my word. So I'm looking up that info for you right quick, because those of you far off might want to visit the website, and then those of you in town might like to volunteer like I or and or attend events. I know there is an event coming up at Ogle Dining on July 15th, and you should contact Candace. Candace, I had an opportunity of a couple of weeks ago when we were doing back in early June, we were doing an event at Great Scott. I had an opportunity to volunteer with she and her fiance Nathan at the bike area, because I was working the bike area and the children area. And so FC Street Extreme Woody has sent me some new music too. I see this. Extreme Woody just keeps the good music coming. So I'm doing my best to hurry up and get this info for you right quick. I know Wednesday I said I would provide you with the information. Something is making my puppies bark. So, Pope John II has been cleared. Well, oh my God, do you all not love that Jay-Z song or not? Justin Bieber, oh man, that is an awesome song. Jay-Z featuring Justin Bieber, I love that song. Have the info with you know just a minute. Yeah, the Carol Murder Mystery Dinner. So this is from co-chair Matthew Holmes, and he's thanking everyone that came out and supported Carol at Putting on the Dolls, and made plans to attend the mystery dinner on July 15th. And mark your calendars for Dog Days of Summer on August 24th. Save the dates for those and promote them to your friends. You know, let your other friends know. I'm just letting you guys know to spread the word. And I wonder how the event went because Kara had an event going on, Nine Lives for $9, where they were adopting out cats that were 9 months or older for only $9. Carol's Night of Mystery, hosted by Bank Plus, will be on July 15th. Location, Olga's Dining, 4760 I-55 North Frontage Road, Suite D, right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Please join Carol for an evening of murder, mayhem, and the mob as we journey back to the 1920s, the Great Gatsby era. Carol's Night of Mystery is a fundraiser hosted by Bank Plus at Olga's Fine Dining, again, located at 4760 I-55 North Frontage Road, Suite D, Jackson, Mississippi, 39211. Food will be provided by Olga's Fine Dining and Crazy Cat Bakers. Dressed to impress, prizes for best female and best male costumes. Tickets are $45 in advance and $55 at the door. Come eat, play, and shop the silent auction to raise money for Carol. The Facebook page for Carol's Night of Mystery is also available for, you know, for you to like and check out. So it's Carol's Night of Mystery. That's the name of the event page. There's an event. There will be a Petco in Madison on July the 20th, on Saturday 20th. July 20th. Okay, I can give you more information of that later. Then there's another event at Petco in Madison on August the 3rd. Carol will be having a Carol adoption booth at Petco in Madison from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be promoting Carol, have Carol pups at the event, be selling Carol hats and t-shirts, promoting Carol's new dog park. We're building. Also, volunteers like myself will be responsible for walking and socializing Carol dog and telling folks about the dogs they're walking and socializing, as well as generally telling folks about Carol and responsible dog ownership. They also have flyers to help those. So they're going to have to spread the word. August the 17th, another event will be held at Petco in Madison. Doing the same thing with the booth, and the pets will be available. And then on August 24th, from 7 to 5 p.m., there's going to be Dog Days of Summer. What I hear is always an amazing event. So mark your calendars for Carol's Dog Days of Summer, our biggest fundraiser of the year. And from a volunteer standpoint, certainly the most labor-intensive. And so this is to join us, Carol, at Pilihatchie Shore Park at the Reservoir. I love the Reservoir. It's been ages since I've been to the Reservoir. So I'll be so glad when I get new wheels so I can just, roll up to the reservoir and chill. Reservoir for Dogs on Parade, live music, silent auction, Church's Carnival, tasty food, Bless of the Pets, educational exhibits, arts and crafts market, and more. So if that's like one of the most labor intensive, we definitely need volunteers. And volunteers will be setting up from 7 a.m. to help during the events to take down after 5. And so if you're free on the day on Friday beforehand, those of you that want to, you know, like be a volunteer for Kara, let Kara know. Let Matthew Holmes of Kara know, but let Kara know. Go to the website. You can sign up to become a volunteer. And the Facebook page for Dog Days of Summer is also at Facebook. So just key in Dog Days of Summer. Or go to Kara's Facebook page and like the page. And every Wednesday there's the event Dog and Brews, Dog Social Wednesdays in Belhaven. Also, those close to the Belhaven area, check out the Dogs and Brews Informal Social Gathering in Laurel Park in Belhaven. On Wednesday evenings, weather permitting, from 6 to 8 for people with dogs or people who want to hang around dogs and who might enjoy a beer or two while waiting, watching a bunch of dogs play with one another. So that always seemed like a pretty cool event. And also, Kara has an Adopt-A-Leash program. Have you ever wished you could adopt a dog or cat from Kara, but you don't have room at your home for another pet, or you travel too much to make the commitment? Under the Adopt-A-Leash program, you can adopt the dog or cat's leash, but the pup or cat still lives at the shelter. For a monthly donation of $30, payable online or mail-in, you will help provide for your pet, and you will have an opportunity to socialize with them at the shelter at least 4 hours per month, or even take them to community events, dogs only. You will be asked to make minimum commitment of 1 year and to complete foster volunteer forms at the shelter. If you're interested, please stop by the shelter to select your special pet. Check out some photos of current participants at the website at caramf.org. And all the shelters are always in need. All the shelters. Kara's a no-kill animal shelter, and Kara needs the need cat litter, paper towels, 39-gallon garbage bags, dog treats, dog chews, canned cat and kitten food, also old blankets, pillows, sheets, and towels for warm, comfy bedding. Cash donations as the special needs mix and puppy food and dry dog food are always good items to donate. For the special needs mix, email Kara, and they will send you the recipe. And then also, if there's any Amazon fans out there, Kara has a wish list on the Amazon.com site, which offers another way to donate much needed items to the shelter. And also, you can check out Kara again at the website, KaraMS.org. Also, the Facebook page is Kara Cares. Twitter is Kara Shelter. And the Pinterest page is Pinterest.com, Kara Mississippi. And always, if you have any questions or comments, want to become involved with Kara, CC and Kara, be in touch with the Kara Community Council members, co-chairs, Allison Brand, Matthew Holmes. So that is the info that I wanted to update you. And again, Putting the Dog was a fun event. I'm still not through sharing pictures and video that I've taken at that event because I had a new BlackBerry that weekend also, and so I have like bootloads of pictures in my BlackBerry. And so one of the T-Mobile associates is going to show me. I'm still learning the functionality, so I need to learn how to properly, you know, get my videos and pictures out and posted and shared and emailed out. So I like, you know, took pictures and videos on two of my phones, and I don't even think I used my flip phone, my flip video camera, but I did, and I've shared a lot of pictures, but believe it or not, I have many more pictures and videos to share. I sure do. So that was a fun event. I hope you enjoyed the profile I did of Great Scott on this past Saturday. On this past Monday, I mean. But again, thank you. I just wanted to keep my word because Wednesday I said I would share with you these events, and I know a lot of you do like to mark your calendar and like to know about situations ahead of time. So again, thank you again for your support and for tuning in. And I guess I will conclude right now. I was going to end with that song, but I had to provide you with this information. And looking forward to tomorrow night's late night broadcast. Tomorrow night again at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 Eastern Standard Time. Also, and a big shout out to Davidson Inventions, which I'm still in confidential talks with regarding an invention idea of mine, and also New Show Studios, also, which I'm in confidential talks with regarding a reality show idea of mine. But again, thank you and God bless.